Here.
We have one of our favorite people in the whole wide world on our call tonight, and we're so excited because he is going to not only be on our call tonight, but we're going to have the pleasure of having him pour into our team at our team event in July. Mr. Chris Hughes has been so instrumental, Frank, not just in growing his team.
No, but helping everybody.
His influence at home office and doing things for the field. He's a regional man, what would they call you now, Chris? Regional vice president for several states.
He's a real hottie.
And he's an author. He's one of the most sought-after speakers and trainers inside and outside of Legal Shield. And he's a $250,000 ring earner, platinum jacket earner, millionaire club member, all that. And here's probably the most important thing to Chris Hughes. He's got four awesome children that he gets to parent because he's a stay-at-home dad. Is that awesome or what?
Yeah, no, it's not good. I wouldn't stay home with four kids. Listen, I'll just tell y'all, the characteristics that Teresa and I look for before we have somebody become a close friend is they have to have good character, and that's just an essential thing. And it helps if they have good habits and good temperament. I mean, that's, in other words, they're as good to the janitor as they are to the president. And also have a vision. And Chris has all those and more. I mean, there's not enough I can say about him except to say, if you had a friend to run around with, this would be the friend you wanted to run around with. He not only knows what he's doing, but he'd make you look good, too. So, Chris Hughes, are you with us, buddy?
Thank you so much for being on our call.
Hey, thank you. And, yeah, I'm here, and thank you for the kind words, both Frank and Teresa. And it means the world to me, and your friendship and leadership and mentorship and guidance has meant the world to me over these last, man, we've been doing this a long time, haven't we? 18 years for me and 19 plus for y'all. And so thank you. And it's my honor to be here. You know, so many legends on your team, starting with the two of you. And I don't want to start mentioning names, but it's just an honor to be here. And y'all boast Justin Peterson, you know. I mean, there's another one in the making. And I know he's listening tonight. And congrats to him for the success that he's having. And just your entire team and family. It's remarkable what you've done, all of you collectively over the years and individually. So I want to dive in tonight. I had first of all, I'll share my story quickly because I know every call we've got brand new people on the line, and congratulations to those of you that are new and maybe dialing in for the first or second or third time. And I've been with Legal Shield I'm in my 18th year now. And before I was doing this, I was 27 years old. I was a college dropout. I was waiting tables at a restaurant trying to figure out what I was going to do with the rest of my life. And, you know, Frank, you actually shared something with me one time that was so profound. We were talking about my story, my background, and you talked about an iceberg, you know, and I think you made a comparison that above ground, you know, people would look at me and say, oh, he lives in a bad neighborhood, and oh, he drives an old car, and oh, he's, you know, he just doesn't have any money and doesn't look like much. And, you know, but with an iceberg, you know, you just see the very tip above the water, but what you can't see is what's going on below the water. What was going on below the water in my life was that I had ambition. You know, I wasn't lazy. I wasn't a burnout. I wanted to do something with my life. I wanted to make money. I wanted to bring value, but I just, you know, I didn't have any time to quit my job to go chasing rainbows, and I didn't have any money to invest in traditional business, which was really the only opportunity that I could think of back then. I didn't, you know, wasn't really familiar intimately with our profession of network marketing or direct sales. And so I've always appreciated that because that's really how I felt. You know, there wasn't much to look at. You know, if you just looked at me, it's like, oh, you know, that kid needs prayer. You know, he needs charity. But what you couldn't see was that I really did want to become something, and I just needed a shot. I just needed an opportunity. And when Legal Shield showed up in my life in August of 1999, I said to myself, I need to take this very, very seriously because this is that shot. This is that opportunity that I was looking for. And I got started. I started part-time, which most people do, and I made $21,000 my first year part-time. And I thought, man, if I could do that part-time, you know, if I just added an extra 2, 3, 4 hours a week, what could I do? And in my second year, I made $44,000. And by the way, I'd never made $21,000 ever before in my life in a year full-time doing anything. You know, so to be able to earn $21,000 part-time in a profession in which I had no former experience was astounding to me. And then doubled it from my first year to my second year from $21,000 to almost $44,000. And then my third year, I really hunkered down, focused, and really got focused on recruiting and supporting my organization, and earned $144,000 that year, which was 2002. And I love what Wilburn Smith said. You know, he's passed, when he passed away several years ago, he was earning $2 million a year, and now that his wife is getting, you know, continues to get that income, which is such a beautiful thing. But, you know, he used to say, if it's true, it ain't bragging. And and I love that. You know, that was back in 2002. I earned $100,000, and I've never made less than $100,000 since 2002. And I say that humbly. I'm just so grateful for what Legal Shield has done for me. And as you said, Teresa, I've got four kids, and that's, for me, it's what it's all about. You know, I think as parents, we have a choice. You know, you've got the choice to raise your kids, or you can let violent video games and daycare and BET and VH1 and MTV and all the rest raise your kids, or mobile apps or games and whatever the kids are doing these days. And I choose to parent my children. I choose to father my children. And so I just feel grateful for that. So anyway, I'm been here in my 18th year. Feel so blessed to be here. In some ways, it feels like multiple lifetimes. In other ways, I can't even believe it's been 18 years, because it has gone by so quickly. And I'm as excited today about Legal Shield as I ever have been, because of the things that are happening in the company. And I just congratulate all of you for seeing the opportunity of Legal Shield. You know, nobody ever taught us, and it's interesting to me that in high school and in college, you can't take a class that will teach you how to perceive an opportunity. But all of you, with or without a class, you perceived the opportunity of Legal Shield. You see the vision, and I congratulate and applaud you for that. So I've got a message tonight that I want to share with everybody, and it's really just a message about appreciating what we've got with Legal Shield. Appreciating what we've got with Legal Shield. And first of all, Frank, you said something earlier when we were talking. He says, you know, most people won't take one really great vacation their whole life. They might go camping, and nothing wrong with going camping. You know, they might take a day trip or a weekend trip. But to be able to go on a vacation is like a real vacation, like many of us are going on in June to the Atlantis Resort, all expenses paid for two. That is such a special thing, and Legal Shield is doing four trips per year now, not one trip per year, but four trips per year. And you mentioned it, Frank, about the tuxedo. It's funny that you said that, because I was thinking that very thing at the Executive Director Gala that we do every year at our international convention. Everybody's dressed up, this black tie affair, evening gowns and tuxedos. And as I was walking around admiring just the beauty that was everywhere, I just had to stop, and I just thought, you know, this is so special. We get to do this every year in this beautiful meal and this incredible entertainment, and being able to celebrate the success of all of our peers. And we get to do it every year. And most people, you know, when have they ever had a tuxedo? Maybe their wedding, maybe if they went to prom or some formal dance in high school or college, and we have that opportunity. And again, it's just appreciating what you have. I mean, I used to get up every day to go to Chili's to wait tables. I put on that little apron, you know, that had the little pockets, and I had my credit card book in there, and I had my pins, and I had a stack of straws, and, you know, a big bundle of coins down there so that I could make change, and I had my little chili pepper on my polo knit that they charged me $40 to buy, and I had to have a bunch of them. And, you know, it's like that's what I did every day. I got up, and I went, and I waited tables and lived below the poverty level for the better part of a decade. And then I come to Legal Shield, and I'm able to change my stars, you know, change everything in a matter of just a couple or a few years. And what a unique thing that is. I mean, my dad worked in corporate America for 40 years. And never got to six figures in income. and he was in management. I mean, he worked for Lockheed Martin and General Dynamics, and he was the chief of graphics, and he had over 100 employees that he was responsible for, and they did the F-16 and the stealth fighter. I mean, he had a pretty cool job, entertained presidents and vice presidents and kings and queens, and when they were doing multi-billion dollar sales to foreign and U.S. government, cool job, never got to six figures. And you know, we have people getting to six figures, like Justin did it in less than a year, you know, and it's just, again, appreciating what we have. So what prompted this was this woman called me this week, and she wanted to recruit me into her home-based business company. And I said, well, what's your product line? And she said, well, we have a discount program where so you pay $50 a month, and that makes you a member of our discount program. And I said, okay, well, what kind of discounts am I going to get? She goes, well, just restaurants, clothing, travel, you know, just pretty much anything, movies, you know, anything that you want to do, you can get discounts here. So I said, okay, so I pay the $50 a month no matter what, and then I get discounts. That's the business model. She said, yeah, and you can also, you know, make money promoting this to other people. And I just thought, this is incredible. Here's the company, and I looked them up. They're doing about $30 or $40 million a year, fairly new company. Here's a company that's making tens of millions of dollars a year, selling a membership that's $50 a month. And what do you get with that membership? All you're getting is discounts. You're not getting any deliverables. You're not getting any service. You're not getting any product. They're just kicking the door open so that you can now get discounts on products. And when I looked at the website, it looks like it looks very similar to what Legal Shield has. We have, it's called Member Perks, right? And it's built into our mobile app. And anyone who gets Legal Shield and or ID Shield, they're paying for their legal plan. They're paying for their identity theft plan. And as a bonus, we give them access to Member Perks, which is this discount program on products and services that we know most people are already using, like movies, like travel, like restaurants, like clothing, and on and on and on. And so it's funny, I asked her, I said, do you have, you know, discounts on cell service? You know, and through Legal Shield as an associate, I get a 20 or 22% discount through AT&T, and of course we have discounts through other carriers. But I asked her, I said, you guys do discounts with AT&T? She goes, oh, yeah, that's one of our best. We have an 18% discount through AT&T. And I just smiled. Of course, I didn't want to steal her dream and, you know, and you know, let her know what was going what we're doing over here. But so here's the point. Here's what I want to deliver here on this is that their main product, their product that they're selling is our giveaway. We're giving it away. They've built an entire business model around our giveaway. We give it to every member just as a retention tool, just as our way of saying, hey, welcome to the family. Not only do you have the best legal protection on planet Earth and identity theft protection on planet Earth, but we're going to give you these member perks as well. And, you know, I want to talk about the network marketing industry. I certainly don't want to say anything negative about any other companies. We all have friends that are doing other network marketing companies. Many of these companies are, not all of them, but some are reputable. They're long-term companies. They're legacy companies. They've been around for a long time. Their products and services are proven. But, you know, over the years, I've had so many people, you know, they hear that you're successful making money in a home-based business company, and so they want to try to get you to come and do theirs. And almost all of them they fall into one of the following categories: vitamins, lotions, potions, powders, pills, makeup, candles, jewelry, cookware. You know, I mean, that covers about 90%+ of them. And the thing is where can you get cookware? Everywhere. Where can you get plastic, you know, kitchen stuff? Anywhere. Where can you get makeup, candles, jewelry, lotions, potions? Anywhere, everywhere. I mean, I live in a small town, and even if I didn't live in a small town, I get almost everything through Amazon.com. What can you get through Amazon? Lotions, potions, powders, pills, makeup, candles, jewelry, cookware. You can get all that stuff through Amazon, and if you're a Prime member, you've got free shipping on all that stuff. And you know what you can't get at Amazon? Legal Shield. You know what you can't get at Amazon? ID Shield. You can get just about everything else. And here's what's interesting is people will say, yeah. No. Look, Chris, I know you can get vitamins anywhere. I get that. But our vitamins have tea tree oil. You know, our vitamins have koala bear sweat. Our vitamins, you know, have – we went down to the bottom of the ocean in Tahiti, and we pulled up this, you know, this seaweed, and it has all – see, that's called sales, y'all. Do you get that? That's called sales. I know you like to get your makeup at the MAC counter at Macy's, but our makeup is better because ... fill in the blanks with a sales pitch. I know you already have your vitamins, but ours are better because, you know, Oprah Winfrey said this, or the Surgeon General said this, and we have, you know, organic, and we get our, you know, this, that, and the other from this mountaintop in this part of the world. It's very unique. That's called sales. And with Legal Shield, here's what we know. We know that most of the people that you know, we know that most of the people you know, work with, worship with, hang out with, play with, they don't even have a will right now. We know that most people don't have a will, and we can get them a will at no charge. We know that the average income, average worker in America today is earning $13 an hour. We know that the average attorney is charging $305 an hour, and we know that you can't get this at Amazon. You can't get this on eBay. And so, again, as we talk about appreciating what you have, another guy called me recently, and he told me about his company that he's excited about. And I really do. I try to cheer people along and congratulate them. And, you know, I'm so excited for you, and I'm excited that you found something that, you know, that is firing you up. But this guy tells me about this company, and I said, well, what's your product line? He goes, you name it, we sell it. And I said, okay, cool. So like what? He goes, like toothpaste, like, you know, skincare, anti-aging stuff. We've got vitamins. We've got laundry detergent. He starts going into this long list. And I said, what's the name of your company? And he told me, and I went to eBay, and I searched for the name of the company, and their entire product line came up on eBay at a discount, you know, so at a cheaper price than I would have paid had I gone to his website and bought products from his website. And the same thing, a guy wanted me to sell healthy coffee, you know, and I went online and I did a search, and there's all his entire product line available at a cheaper price than I could get it even through him. Going back to appreciate what you've got. And typically in the network marketing space, and again, I'm trying to be careful, this is not a rip, this is not a, I'm not trying to be negative, but it is the truth that sets us free. And all I'm saying here is I'm just sharing the truth. With many network marketing companies, what is happening is they're taking a product that you can get a closely related cousin on the shelf at Walmart, and they're marking that product up by 100%, and then they're calling it a business opportunity. When you go out and you start marketing that product, and it used to work really, really well before eBay. You know, now that eBay's here, product companies are really struggling because people buy their products. They're either successful at selling them to their friends, family, neighbors, or they're not. And if they're not, they end up on eBay for 50% discount. And so it's tough. Product companies are tough today, because you can find all of those products, again, on eBay. So as we appreciate what we have with these product companies, they go out, they sell the product for dollars, and they get paid pennies. Well, with Legal Shield, you flip that around. We basically collect pennies. We get paid dollars. I mean, do you realize at the top of our commission structure that you can collect $40, $39.90 in revenue, there's a $10 enrollment fee, submit that to Legal Shield, and the next day after it processes, you can earn up to $280 on a $40 transaction. $280 on a $40 transaction. This guy said to me recently, he said, hey, man, you still doing that legal thing? And it's so funny how people are. I'm like, why do you have to say it like that? You know, like, are you still doing that job thing? You know, like, why do you have to frame it like that? And he goes, well, you've been doing that Legal Shield for a long time. And I said, yeah, a long time, 18, you know, 18, almost 18 years. And he goes, man, that's forever. And I said, well, let me ask you a question. You know, they pay me for every dollar in revenues that I send to the company. Legal Shield pays me $7 in return. You know, I send Legal Shield a dollar. Legal Shield sends me $7. Let me ask you a question. Why would I ever quit? Why would I ever quit? You know? So we have something very, very special here, y'all, with Legal Shield. I mean, Frank reminded me earlier as we were talking, and I need to wrap up, but Frank was talking about how some of the most valuable companies in the world, even Apple, I mean, Apple, Netflix, companies that we've all heard of that are just killing it right now, that they're subscription-based models, and they have an app, right? And what kind of business model are we? We are a subscription-based business model, and we have an app, a mobile app subscription. We are all, as I wrap up, here's what I want you to know. We are all in the right place at the right time. We've got an incredible suite of services that you can't get anywhere else, pays incredible advanced commissions and residual income. So not only are we getting those huge upfront commissions, but we're getting paid year after year after year after year after year. I mean, Frank and Teresa Coyne, they've been around for several years. They're earning hundreds of thousands of dollars in residual income on work that was done 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 16 years ago. That's such an incredible thing. And then you add on top of it everything else that with member perks, and you add on top of it 4 vacations a year that we can qualify for, subscription-based with a mobile app, on and on and on, unique suite of services, get paid dollars on pennies. I mean, we could stay here all night long talking about the unique and very special nature of the Legal Shield products and services and our business model. And so I'm going to close where I started by congratulating all of you for having perceived an opportunity. And it's my opinion that you have perceived an opportunity of a lifetime. And what I was told in the early days of my career is if you'll stick and stay and get better every day, you'll get your pay. You'll get what you've always wanted. And before I started my Legal Shield business, I made a list of all the things that I wanted to do, see, have, experience, and accomplish. And it was, I don't know if it was 40 or 60, I'll have to pull it out, but it was dozens and dozens of things. And I'm just so humbled and honored and excited to share with all of you that I've accomplished almost every single one of those things. One of the things I haven't done yet was I haven't been on the Oprah show. You know, so if you know Oprah, tell her to call me. But I mean, I put all these cool things on this list, and all of them have come to pass. Almost all of them have come to pass because of this incredible opportunity of Legal Shield. So y'all, let's take it seriously. Let's make sure we're sharing Legal Shield every single day. We're plugging into our business briefings every week. What, no matter what you do, y'all, don't miss the Performance Family team training event this summer. I mean, I heard y'all talking about it. I'm going to be speaking there, and I can't wait to do that. But do whatever you can to be there, and let's just take this business as serious as it deserves to be taken. Frank and Teresa, I think I went a little bit long. I apologize for that, but I want to thank you for the honor and the trust and the faith that you have in me, and I'm going to pass the call back over to y'all.
Chris, awesome job. I think you you brought to the front of people's minds all the benefits of being with Legal Shield, and even more. I mean, some of the stuff I hadn't even thought about.
I know, we just take it for granted. Thank you so much. That was powerful.
Yeah. And we're all looking forward. Everybody's looking forward to seeing you at the team event. We did kind of a who do you want there, and they all named you. So that's the reason you got invited.
Yeah, you were top dog there.
Yeah.
We can't wait. Yeah, and you might want to stay on. And Chris, stay on for just a minute more, because this is what you just said is a perfect segue. We always do a few comments on our book of the month after the training. You just said that you made a list of what you want to do, what you want to see, have, and experience. And from that list, you've accomplished almost everything. Well, our book of the month, I don't know if you've read this one. I had not read this, and I am so thankful that John Gardner just was passionate about our team reading this book, and so we're reading it. It's called Write It Down, Make It Happen by Henriette Ann Clauser. And we're right in the middle of the book right now. I'm going to make just a few comments on it because...
But it hit home what you just
yes,
said.
Yes, it so hit home when you said that. I thought, oh my gosh, you know, it's just perfect. So the author is genius in doing and explaining and making the point of the advantages and the benefits and the results of writing things down. And she's got such great stories in Chapter 9. She's talking about changing your environment because there's so many tips in here. This is helping me so much. She says the greatest scientific and mathematical discoveries happen in the three B's, the bed, the bath, and the bus. The bus meaning movement. And bath is not just the bath. It includes contact with water on the beach, wherever, and, you know, being on a boat, whatever. You have to expand that. It's pretty awesome. And when you think about it, and she, one of the things she recommends is keeping a notepad with you all the time. And y'all, writing in our phones is not ever the same as writing with your... Yeah, Frank is sitting here with a stack of cards. It's never the same, never the same benefit as writing with your fingers, your hand, and a pen. Another thing that she says in Chapter 10, she's got another incredible story about Ron. And this guy talks about a three-day novel writing contest. Now, can you imagine writing a novel in 3 days, and we're trying to get Performance Club in a month? I mean, the comparison there is amazing. And they do it. I mean, they have this thing, and in 3 days they write a novel. I mean, that is, to me, that's astounding. It's kind of like saying, she points out another part of this chapter, another one, she talks about, you know, you say, well, if we can send a man to the moon, we can do this. I mean, you know, doing those extreme things and even being aware of those extreme things makes everything much more possible in our heads.
And you know that's how Frankenstein was written?
No.
They had a contest. There was a bunch of writers that ran around together.
Yeah.
Had a contest to see who could write the scariest ghost story.
Oh, my gosh.
And they did it in an X amount of time.
I
and
love
that's
it.
How that book got written.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I love it.
Of course, that was written by, the idea was from a 13-year-old girl.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They wrote it down.
They wrote it down. I'm telling you. And so, I love the part in here where she's talking about putting the day's intent in writing. And I want to read to you some of these examples on this guy's list. He says, I monitor and observe my thoughts, directing them whenever possible. How awesome is that to write down and make a part of your day? Another one is, I focus to be here and now through breathing and sensory awareness. To be in the present, another great thing to try to live by every single day. And here's one more I want to read to you. I talk less and listen more, allowing my actions to speak louder than words. I treat every person I meet as the most important person in the world. I mean, let's write these things down and add to these lists so we live each day the way we want to. Another one is I minimize my food portion intake, now eating a third to half less per food meal. It's just, you know, writing it down changes everything. It goes from our thoughts to our fingertips, and when it's on paper, there's something about a commitment to it. In fact, Chapter 11, she talks about commitment and what happens when we write things down. I mean, the guy in this story, in this chapter, she's talking about he really wanted to go to his reunion, but there was no way. He couldn't afford it, couldn't get the time off, couldn't do have the kids, the whole thing. You know, all the sounds like somebody trying to get to the convention. But he wrote it down. He wrote down that he was going to get to that reunion, and he did. Everything's just started happening to make the decision to make it a possibility and a reality that he got there. So there's so many, y'all, if you're not reading this book, I implore you to read the book. It is one of the best books I've ever read. And John, thank you so much for making sure that, you know, that our team benefits from this book. The last thing I want to comment on is in chapter 13, the title of it is Starting a Group. And this whole chapter is about workout partners. And it could be, and in fact, the example the author gives in this book is her own group, and she calls it a group, but it's really, it's the Seymour group, but it's really just two people. It sounds like a big group, but it's just two people. A group doesn't have to be, but, you know, it doesn't have to be 10 people. It could be two. It could be your workout partner and the advantages of that and the again, it's, you know, the accountability aspect of it, and they're writing things down and making each other accountable. She calls it one of the ingredients is return and report. So what are you going to do next, and when are you going to do it? And return and report on it and write it down. So please read the book. You know, we all want to write our goals. I mean, you heard Chris Hughes talk about writing his list of what he wanted to do, see, have an experience. That's your why here. I mean, that was his why. And and I'm sure he's expanding that now since he's accomplished most of it. So that's my comments on the book. And I thank you for letting me do that tonight. It's my honor and pleasure to do that. And because I love that book so much, I'm really glad to do that tonight.
And Chris did a great job. I don't know if he's still on, but thank you very much. We're going to announce the winners. Or
He did do a great job. And Teresa, I want to say you did a great job. I think people ought to listen to passion. And you just showed passion. I think that's why Justin Peterson and his group is just exploding for the passion. And you could hear it in Chris's voice. You could hear it in your voice, Teresa. And I'll shut back up. But it was just so obvious listening to you about your feelings. So I think we need to convey that whenever we're doing this business.
Thank you so much, John. And we always love your passion, too. And when you say when an attorney changes everything, boy, does that come across.
And you're not thinking big enough.
Yeah, I know it. All of that. Okay. Yeah, so we're going to wrap the call up. We're going to talk about the winner, and we're going to talk about the recognition for tonight.
The winner of the drawing, in case you got on late.
Yeah, and here we go. These are the level advancements for just last week, April 10th through the 14th. All these are brand new senior associates, and y'all, it's amazing. This is Quentin Sifford out of North Carolina, DeAndre Gandy out of North Carolina. All these are new senior associates getting that double up bonus and more. Hopefully you'll be manager before tomorrow night. Ruby Reese, senior associate in Illinois. Rosa Davis in Illinois. Kristen Fisher in South Carolina. Dakota Rinking in Indiana. Deborah Betts in Ohio. And in Texas, Melinda Villalobos. And North Carolina, Anthony Gattano. And then managers. Frank, we've got a list of managers.
Yeah, we got a list
here. So exciting. The double up bonus just got bigger. Amanda and let's see.
I don't know.
Dominican Tononi. That's a long, that must have 20 letters in it.
At least. You sure you didn't double type that?
No, it was on both lists the same way. So.
Anyway, Amanda, thank you.
Amanda,
congratulations.
Amanda R.
We'll call her Amanda R.M.
R.D.
And
Amanda, I've got a feeling we're going to learn your name. You're already a manager. Another manager is National Association of Black Something, but I can't read that. Another one is Unlimited Office Support. Another, and those are, that one's out of California. And let's see here.
You got a text here.
Yes. And that is somebody was trying to help me say that name, maybe. No? Okay. And then we've got Adrian Ligon, manager out of Nevada.
They do the support thing, I don't think.
Unlimited Office Support. Yes,
okay.
And then Angel Romero out of California. Martin Yanez out of Texas. Tammy Bernados out of South Carolina. And one more, Victoria Russell out of Ohio. Awesome. And a senior manager. Congratulations. out of Texas, Esther Gomez. And Christopher Delaney is a director out of Texas.
Wow, that's
that
wonderful.
Is awesome. Okay, now, top producers for last week. I'm going to start with the fifth place tie between Keisha Pinnell, Pete out of Washington, Peter Minton out of South Carolina, Tammy Bernados out of South Carolina, Susan and Jeffrey Mercer out of North Carolina, and fourth place goes to Amanda with the long name. Somebody please tell me how to pronounce her name properly. I will spell it for everybody. D-I-D-O-M-E-N-I-C-A-N-T-O-N-I-O out of South Carolina. Third place, tied between William Yates in Ohio, Michael Johnson in South Carolina, Melinda Villalobos in Texas. Second place goes to Lois Reckell with Amy Yoshimitsu out of California. First place goes to John Hall out of North Carolina. Last but not least, we are going to recognize the top recruiters. We had such a big tie for third place. We're going to start with second place for last week, Christopher Delaney out of Texas and Terry Miller out of Ohio. First place with four recruits last week out of Texas, Melinda Villalobos. Congratulations. And now we'll talk about the drawing that we just did. And I want, in the video that you'll see on your Facebook page, the Performance Family, and y'all, if you're not belonging to the Performance Family Facebook page, just ask to join that page when you go to Performance Family, and we will definitely want you to be a part of it. We'll accept you. It's a private group. I want to tell you on the what I did when Frank and I were doing the drawing is I read out the names of everybody that got their name in the hat twice and the name of the three people who got the name in the hat three times. And Frank, out of that, there was one person in California, two people out of North Carolina, five people out of Texas, and three out of South Carolina.
Wow.
I think Joshua Bourne is really making that Texas
takeover
happen.
To you and all your team. I know it's not just you, Joshua. Your whole team is doing wonderful.
Yes, so great. So exciting. So we did the drawing, and when you go to the Facebook page, you'll see that. What the person?
You gonna make them go through it to get the winner?
No, I'll tell them now.
Right.
We want to congratulate Amy Yoshimitsu and Lois Reckell. They had their name in there three times, and it paid off because that was the name we drew.
That's it, and they also made ED. I think faster than anybody did this month.
Yes,
except the gardeners, maybe. I mean, they do it the first day or first hour.
Yeah. And so we'll be sending 10 books we know to Amy and Lois because they are also executives before the 25th. For everybody else that's running for executive this month, do it by the 25th so we can send you 10 GoPro books. And for everybody on the call tonight, please know that getting to your goals, taking them serious, pretend like the 25th is the last day of the month, so if you have to clean up any business the next day, you can. So congratulations to everybody. We want to see everybody getting their name on the Performance Club list and more.
Is that it?
That's a wrap for me.
Well, listen, I just want to just end with this word that when as you go through life, your life will be defined basically by the friends you build and the deep relationships you build with those friends. I don't think of anything that's more valuable than transferring information to help somebody else's life. But how your life gets along and how you do in life is going to be defined by the friendships you make. And then the deep relationships you build with a few of those people. So here's the deal. Spend some time with people. Listen to them. You know, let them express what they're doing. Back their dreams and do everything you can to help them. And just between Trish and I, to you, we appreciate everything each and every one of you do. We've been at this for a long time, and we've seen people come and go. And I'll tell you right now, I don't think we've ever had a better group of people than we have.
Oh, my
right
gosh, now. Yeah. Y'all, you're the team, kiddos. You're it.
And all of Legal Shield, I think we have some of the fastest growing teams in all of Legal Shield just because of the quality of people that we attract here.
Yes, and some of the most awesome people in the world. We appreciate y'all so much. We really, really do. We know you're part of our family, and we want to see you succeed. And so let's roll our sleeves up and
go to work.
Go to work. Just do the action.
All right, thank you all very much. It's Frank and Teresa Coyne and all the leadership here, me and our club members saying thanks for all you're doing. We'll talk to y'all next week.
Bye
now.
Bye,
this
everybody.
This is a wrap.